This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
Financier and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is charged with sex trafficking. You know that if you've been following the news recently. Politico quoted a federal prosecutor as saying, "We were assisted by some excellent investigative journalism." And that prosecutor was specifically talking about the Miami Herald. The newspaper gave voice to victims so the public could, for the first time, hear their side of the story. The alleged crimes date back more than a decade. Epstein had faced charges back then, but it appeared he got off the hook after reaching a plea deal in 2008 that called for nothing more than a 13-month jail sentence and for him to register as a sex offender. We should also note that late last week, the prosecutor who arranged that deal, Alexander Acosta, resigned from his current job as U.S. Labor Secretary. So this piece of investigative journalism, a lot of things coming out of some outstanding reporting.
Yeah, and I think this is just one of the many examples that we've seen in recent years of journalism really helping to bring things to the attention and, you know, lead to prosecution on holding people accountable, right? This is being compared to when the Me Too movement started, right? And a lot of that came out from some very good investigative journalism of Weinstein and, you know, other people who are doing similar things. So I think this is really speaking to allowing victims their voices and getting those stories heard and kind of keeping pressure on things when otherwise things kind of can fall back. Like you said, nothing much happened after 2008.
Yeah, there almost was sort of an attitude in society of just, I don't know, it was almost like an open secret, almost kind of just like a joke that these things are happening, much like the Harvey Weinstein thing, the casting couch in Hollywood. And it took... In part, it has taken some journalists to say, no, this isn't funny. This isn't cool. We should be looking into this and something should happen. And apparently Epstein's name kept coming up as reporters were looking into sex trafficking.
Yeah. So this when they started this article, when Brown started the article, Julie K. Brown, she wasn't looking to really expose Epstein at the time. It started in an investigation into women's prisons, specifically looking at human trafficking on kind of the conditions of women's prisons. And Jeff Epstein's name kept coming up over and over and over again, which caused her to start looking into it. And this has been a piece that the Miami Herald had been working on for years, right? It's not something that just recently started. That started last year when they started looking into the prison.
Yeah, I think this definitely speaks, as Patrick said, to the role and the significance and the value and importance that journalism brings. And I think another good point is that the fact that this is not something that they just came upon with the news about Epstein that's been dominating headlines and airwaves and media sites for the last few weeks, but it's something that they've been looking into and concentrating on and investigating and digging. You know, again, from this experience and the investigative reporting that I've done in the past, where this is something where you incorporate and spend lots of time and energy looking into one thing and spend, if you're allowed to in newsrooms, which unfortunately many newsrooms are not anymore, to invest days, weeks, maybe even months into an issue. And it takes that kind of manpower and that skill, journalistic skill and integrity and knowing the law and knowing what your rights are and what you can do to bring these important hidden truths to life. And I think this helps us to – I think we should have a better appreciation for stories like this is another example of what the role of journalism in our society is and how we should value this.
Will, you bring up the idea of the shrinking newsrooms, and it's becoming more difficult, I think, especially on the local level for some newspapers and radio and television newsrooms that keep shrinking to do the type of investigative journalism that I think is really important for communities. And certainly in a case like this, I think there probably was some institutional knowledge involved with doing the story too and remembering perhaps or at least having kind of an idea that something had happened with Epstein previously in 2008. And that's been a problem in newsrooms too, is you see these large corporations cutting back on and buying out older reporters who have that institutional knowledge and can recall things that had happened in the past. And so you have a lot of young reporters, someone who may have been, you know, in high school in 2008, who may not have really been paying attention to the news and might not remember that there was something with Epstein 11 years ago.
Sure. And also, I think with the shrinking of newsrooms, there's a push to just get articles out quickly because you don't have the manpower to have one person dedicate a long time on one story, really digging into the facts, right? We live in this fast-paced world where you need to be tweeting about your article and then, you know, it goes online later that day and then you're already on to the next one. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're doing multiple stories in one day, right? Because they need to get – they're not expected to do less news, right, just because they have less people. So they're expected to be more productive. And unfortunately, a lot of stories like this can get ignored or just not given the attention that they need to. Right. Somebody could have just said, oh, you know, the name Epstein kept coming up. Maybe he would have gotten a mention in that article about the women's prisons.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Julie Brown really went and kept on this, I think, is really telling to the importance of investigative journalism. And I know we've talked about this a lot on this program, the idea of the press as the fourth estate, right, holding the government in power. And I think you already mentioned this, Rich. You know, Acosta, Alex Acosta, was deeply involved in this, right? He was involved. He resigned. He was the U.S. attorney in Miami. He was, you know, part of the labor secretary. I think people tend to think that, you know, this is what we have attorneys for and it's what we have police for, you know, to do these investigations. But this goes to show you need people to hold those people accountable.
Well, and it has also come out that Epstein was also good buddies with Donald Trump and with Bill Clinton. And you need the Fourth Estate, as you mentioned, Patrick, to hold people accountable. We're all supposed to be equal. There are not supposed to be kings and queens here who are above the law. We're all supposed to be equal. And you sometimes wonder when you see names like Clinton and Trump attached to someone like Epstein, what sort of special favors, what sort of privilege he may have enjoyed.
Absolutely. And the reporter's job is supposed to, you know, be that neutral party, that the third party, to make sure that there's no conflict of interest, which there certainly was here. You know, the example I thought of when you're talking about this was, in my experience, was when the Boston Globe came out with the priest abuse scandal back in 2002. And in the newsroom where I was working, we had an investigative team and could dedicate that time. We had kind of our own mini spotlight team. And our two reporters dug in and spent several months and dug into past allegations of priest allegations or abuse in the Southern Illinois diocese, and some outstanding stories came from that. But we could only do that with the time and manpower, the resources, and the leeway, the autonomy that we gave those skilled investigative reporters. And I look at that newsroom now that I had once worked at for several years, and it's just just been decimated, and it's just a shell of its former self, and it couldn't do that kind of quality work because of the lack of manpower and resources, which, again, is just a sad commentary on what we're fighting these days.
We need to wrap up our commentaries for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.